USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new government report finds drug overdoses are costing the United States economy $1 trillion per year. The U.S. Commission on Combating Synthetic Opioid Trafficking found over 100,000 people have died from overdoses in the year leading up to June 2021. That's an increase of over 30% compared to the year before. The Oscar nominations for Best Picture are out. They include Belfast, Coda, Don't Look Up, Drive My Car, Dune, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, Nightmare Alley, The Power of the Dog, and West Side Story. The 94th Academy Awards will take place at Los Angeles' Dolby Theater on March 27th. President Biden set to talk manufacturing union jobs and energy costs today. USA Radio News.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allen Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allen Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
The Texas rabbi who was taken hostage by a terrorist last month is urging Congress to allocate more funding to security programs.
Increasing funding for and making appropriate adjustments to the nonprofit security grant program. That would be an incredibly positive step in the right direction.
Rabbi Charlie Crichton Walker, who leads a congregation at Beth Israel outside of Dallas, was one of several religious leaders to testify before Congress on Tuesday. The hearing comes as the Department of Homeland Security issued another national terror alert bulletin warning Americans of possible copycats. Senator Ron Wyden is calling the U.S. mental health care system complicated and broken. The Oregon Democrat warning that kids are struggling mightily amid the ongoing pandemic, saying it's a mental health epidemic. His statements come as senators take a look at the mental health impacts of COVID on children and teenagers. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Biden says the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline that runs from Russia to Germany will be blocked if Russia invades Ukraine. Republican Congressman Austin Pfluger tells Fox News the president's threat on the pipeline is too little, too late.
When I visited Ukraine just over a week ago, what we heard from their leaders, what we heard from President Zelensky was this, that the Nord Stream pipeline was the most important issue. Because every leader around the country wakes up and thinks about energy. Energy security is national security. They know that. We should know that.
Closing that pipeline would hurt Russia economically, but it would also cause supply problems for Germany. The Virginia Supreme Court on Monday dismissed a challenge to Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order allowing parents to opt out of school mask mandates. A group of parents in Chesapeake, Virginia, had filed the suit against the governor, arguing that he was obligated by state law to mandate masks in schools. The court ruled Youngkin had no such obligation and therefore could not be sued. Virginia's AG celebrating the ruling, calling it a win for Virginia families. A large number of athletes, coaches, and officials are protesting the poor living conditions, limited food options, and isolated sleeping quarters provided by the administrators of the Beijing Olympics. Apart from the subpar accommodations, some have also complained of extreme COVID rules. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.